This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate has approved billions of dollars in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, with lawmakers lauding the bipartisan effort in passing the package. That also clears the way for a potential TikTok ban, Reuters' Diane Toh reports.
A sweeping foreign aid package cleared the final hurdle in the U.S. Congress with ease late on Tuesday to provide fresh funding to Ukraine and Israel after months of delay. The Senate approved the $95 billion package by a wide margin of 79 to 18 votes. It was a combination of four bills. $61 billion goes to defending Ukraine against Russian advances in its war. $26 billion is for Israel, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones around the world. While some $8 billion will help Taiwan and other countries in the Indo-Pacific, quote, counter communist China.
That was Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun a critical trip to China armed with a strengthened diplomatic hand following U.S. Senate approval of that foreign aid package, which does present areas of contention between Washington and Beijing. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Blinken arrived in Shanghai Wednesday, just hours after the U.S. Senate vote on the long-stalled legislation and shortly before President Joe Biden is expected to sign it into law to demonstrate U.S. resolve in defending its allies and partners. Passage of the bill will add further complications to an already complex relationship strained by disagreements over numerous global and regional disputes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Asylum seekers in England housed on an accommodation barge on the southern English coast say they are afraid of being sent to Rwanda after the UK Parliament passed a proposal for their deportation. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Warder now reports on emergency abortions going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is considering whether emergency abortions can be performed in states that have enacted abortion bans. 14 states now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues that even in those states, federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. The case being argued today comes from Idaho, which contends that its abortion ban does have exceptions for life-saving procedures, but that allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Idaho accuses the Biden administration of misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The high court is expected to rule by the end of June. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's been some saber rattling from the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Reuters' Devi Rajaram reports.
Kim Jong-un's sister promised to build what she called overwhelming and the most powerful military power to protect North Korea and peace in the region. That's according to the North's KCNA news agency, quoting her on Wednesday. Kim Yo-jong pointed to the U.S. military's exercises around the Korean Peninsula this year, particularly live fire drills with the, quote, South Korean puppet military gangsters, as making the security situation in the area dangerously unstable. The U.S. and South Korea's annual joint drills this year were held at a greater scale and intensity than the year before.
That was Reuters' Devi Rajaram reporting. And in other world news headlines, student anger with university officials and law enforcement fuels worsening tensions on several U.S. campuses after days of pro-Palestinian protests that have triggered mass arrests and shut down classes. The European Union announces a probe into China's medical devices market, prompting an immediate accusation from Beijing that the bloc is engaging in protectionism. UK Premier Rishi Sunak will talk defense and security with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz when the British leader makes his first trip to Berlin since becoming prime minister 18 months ago. And voters in North Macedonia head to the polls for the first in a series of elections that could decide whether the Balkan country will join the European Union. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.